Welcome, progheads one and all, to this 191st edition of the Progressive Track Show. With all the sad and bad events of 2016, we all needed some good news. And we got it last week when the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced they were finally inducting the long-suffering little prog band that goes by the name of Yes, and then proceeded to nominate a couple other bands with some prog cred. Gee, what will I have to complain about then in 2017? So anyway, let's have some fun to wrap up 2016, remembering some of the great music of these Hall of Fame-worthy artists. Some say the Electric Light Orchestra aren't a rock and roll band. If so, what then was that? That was Poker from 1975's Face the Music album, and a nice start to this Rock and Roll Hall of Fame edition of the Progressive Track Show. Speaking of lights, San Francisco's Journey will also be inducted next year after winning the public voting by a wide margin on their first year of eligibility. No, Proggers, I'm not going to play Lights, but I will play something from Journey's early prog-year days. This contains some mighty fine guitar work from Neil Schon, and it's called Topaz. Yes, folks, Journey was very much a fusion band back when they started. Some would say, before they got lost in the quest for popularity. That was Topaz from the debut self-titled Journey album way back in 1975, the first of their 15 studio albums. You're listening to Mike with the Progressive Track Show, one where I'm playing recently nominated bands to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and trying to forgive that entity for ignoring progressive rock for so long. This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington, in the USA. Also broadcast in the UK.
This is Progzilla Radio, the UK's first dedicated progressive rock music radio network.
More ELO coming up, but I want to say a few words about Jeff Lynne, who has been and still is the most recognized face of ELO. Obviously, Jeff was heavily influenced by the Beatles, but when he, Roy Wood, and Bev Bevan teamed up to form ELO, they ventured into new territory, integrated orchestration. The Moody Blues and Deep Purple did albums with outside orchestration, but this music combining pop, rock, and classical genres could be performed on stage because the orchestration was internal. I'm going to play a favorite of mine from the wonderful Eldorado album in 1974. This is Mr. Kingdom.
Thank you.
No doubt that's Electric Light Orchestra, eh? And that's another reason they'll be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame next year. Nobody else sounds like them. Remember when bands wanted to sound different? Yeah, that was a great time for music. And that was Mr. Kingdom from El Dorado. Let's make this an all ELO and Journey start to the show, shall we? I'll take this one from the 1976 Look Into the Future album. Journey was still fronted by the great Greg Raleigh, who would also front Santana. Steve Perry was not yet in the picture, and Journey was still creating, in my opinion, their best music. Here's I'm Going to Leave You, which starts with a very familiar-sounding riff.
Ah!
I'm Going to Leave You, which basically uses the same riff Kansas did in Carry On Wayward Son. It's curious that both tunes were released in 1976. But it's a great rockin' tune, and one you may not have heard if you never followed Journey, or if you joined them only after they became mega popular. I did see Journey once, in 1980 at a Day on the Green in Oakland, California. They headlined that festival, following a Ronnie James Dio-fronted Black Sabbath. You know which band I was there for, right? Okay. Anyway, Journey was very good, but by that time they'd lost most of their early heavy fusion style.
Hi, this is Howard Sinclair, and you're listening to Proxilla Radio.
This is KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend's eclectic, authentic, and now progressively rockin' community radio station. My name is Mike, I'm a longtime proghead, and so I'm pretty happy with this year's selections by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, since three of the six have prog cred. I've played the Electric Light Orchestra and Journey so far, and you can see where their pop hits most likely got them into the hall more than their progressive-leaning tunes. But this third band only had two real hits, so their nomination cannot be construed any other way than an acknowledgement that progressive rock is a worthy musical genre. And that, my friends, is huge. Now, despite being arguably one of the best, if not the best progressive rock band of all time, this band has been eligible for well over 20 years, made the semi-cut twice before, but was never nominated. And so, my anger over their exclusion to the hall grew, and some of those angry years I've been DJing. And that led me to vow that I would play this next tune on the air if they ever were nominated. This is not a big deal on Progzilla, but for the KPTZ listeners, this is probably a stretch. But here goes, a promise to myself fulfilled. With great joy I play for you, not roundabout, not owner of a lonely heart, but Gates of Delirium from the one and only Yes.
Destroy oppression, the point to reaction, as leaders lose.
Well, I don't know how you feel about that, but I feel one hell of a lot better. Gates of Delirium, John Anderson, Steve Howe, Chris Squire, Alan White, and Patrick Moraz. from the 1974 Relayer album that is one of the finest ever created. And that's from the recent Steven Wilson remix that improved the sound quality immensely. Yes, finally going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, in their 48th year of existence. All I have to say to that is, yes. You're listening to The Progressive Track Show, with Mike on KPTZ 91.9 FM, Port Townsend, Washington.
Hi, this is Tom Brislin, and you are listening to Progzilla.
So with the nomination of Yes, along with the previous inductions of Frank Zappa, Pink Floyd, Genesis, and Rush, we progheads have established a decent foothold in the Hall of Fame. Enough that I'll forgive them. Partially, but not fully. Now my question, and my quest, is who next to induct? Well, in my mind, there are five progressive rock bands that must be inducted, and soon. And so I'm going to do something I haven't ever done, a sonic montage from these five, to cement this in your mind, so that when the time comes, you'll support their nomination. I'll just let you listen to these snippets.
Really don't mind if you sit this one out. My words but a whisper, your deafness a shout. I may make you feel, but I can't make you think. Your sperm's in the gutter, your love's in the sink. So you ride yourselves over the fields, and you make all your animal deals, and your wise men don't know how it feels to be thick as a brick.
Of trials with smiles. It riles them to believe that you perceive the web they weave and keep on thinking free.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed to blow your head apart. Rest assured, you'll get your money's worth. Radio show, it happened at our end. You gotta see the show. It's a dynamo. You gotta see the show. It's rock and roll.
Dying.
It's a crime that Jethro Tull, the Moody Blues, Emerson, Lake & Palmer, King Crimson, and Kansas haven't received nominations to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But maybe someday, progheads. I hope you enjoyed that, and that at least it made you aware of the injustice of their exclusion to the Hall. Okay, I'm out of time, and I'm out of here until next week. This is Mike for KPTZ 91.9 FM and Progzilla Radio, urging you as always to support the acknowledgement of progressive rock as you prog on. Onward and upward in 2017, proggers. Happy New Year's.